Well, the country mourns the death of George Floyd today. Closer to home, the Bay Area reeling after the death of 22-year-old San Francisco resident Sean Matarosa, killed by Vallejo police on Tuesday morning as he was allegedly involved in looting at a Walgreens store. His family and that of another man shot by police in 2017 are still asking police why. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with San Francisco Chronicle East Bay columnist Otis Taylor Jr. Otis, you wrote about all this in today's edition. You've been talking to people in Vallejo. What is the general sentiment of what they have to say?
Well, obviously, they are upset that another black or brown man was fatally shot by Vallejo police. But what I got the sense of is that Vallejo city officials at a Tuesday press conference saying that they hear people's cries in the wake of George Floyd's death. That has incensed several people that I've talked to in the last 2 days because they've been going to city council. They've been pleading with city officials for years to address what they see as systemic police violence in Vallejo, and they feel like they're not being heard. But now you want to hear? It seems like a slap in the face to some people.
Otis, you point out in your piece that Vallejo is one of the most racially diverse cities in the Bay Area and has seen its fair share, or more than its fair share, of very bad interactions between police and some of its citizens.
Yes, and that's the thing. It's Vallejo likes to champion itself as the most racially diverse city in the country. But there's a problem when half of your city feels unprotected by city officials. They feel targeted by police. And I think that's problematic, and it's been too long for it to be addressed.
You had a stat in your piece today that really caught my eye. Vallejo's victims of police violence are often black or brown. We just addressed that. But since 2010, more than 40 Vallejo police officers have been involved in at least one shooting. That's a pretty staggering number.
Yes, and then add in that 14 have participated in multiple shootings. At yesterday's press conference, Alicia Sadler, whose brother Angel Ramos was fatally shot by a police officer in their family home in January 2017, her anger exploded because she wants to know why is the officer not being named. Like her brother, Sean Matarosa was also said to, he's in trouble, he's had trouble, he's done this, here's his record, without saying who the police officer was. There are many folks in Vallejo who wonder if this officer who shot the young man is also one of the 14 officers that have had multiple shootings in the city.
So where do things go from here in Vallejo? Do you believe the response by Vallejo city officials and police has been adequate?
No, it's been wholly underwhelming. It is, you know, we have seen police chiefs in all these cities, you know, come out forcefully against, you know, what happened to George Floyd. I appreciate that Shawnee Williams, who came from San Jose and started in November, is in a difficult position trying to deal with this police department. But city officials have not spoken forcefully enough. They haven't met with the families, and it's left the families to feel like they're on their own. I will say this, that many people are waiting to see what that body camera footage reveals. And if it's as bad as Chief Williams said, a young man getting on his knee, hands up with just a hammer and not a handgun, that's going to really, it might cause another uprising in that city. I just have to be honest.
Otis, we appreciate your making some time for us, as always. Again, that is San Francisco Chronicle East Bay columnist Otis Taylor Jr. You can read more about this in his column today at the SF website, the SF Chronicle website.